Right. That's right. Hallelujah.
He gonna burn down your Rolls Royce that you robbed the people out of.
That's right.
He gonna burn down your mansion that you robbed the people out of.
That's right.
He gonna drain your bank account that you robbed the people out of.
Amen.
God said, I will.
I will feed my flock.
Glory to God.
That's right.
I will
feed my flock.
I will feed my flock.
And I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God.
You want a mansion?
Hallelujah.
Get a job and go to work to buy it.
That's right.
You want a Bentley or a Rolls?
That's right.
That's your business.
That's your business.
Then you go to work and go buy it.
That's right.
Don't fleece the people.
That's right.
And tell them the Lord told you to do this for me.
Yeah.
Them are lies.
They're lies. They're lies.
People, you got a pastor that tell you that he's fleecing you.
He's fleecing you.
Brothers and sisters, don't be fleeced. It's a sad day when the church is going around fleecing the people by telling, the Lord told me to say this. See, what that was a clip from Pastor Jennings on his Easter Sunday speech. But I just wanted to open it up. That's brought to you by Renell's Real Talk Media Network. That's on or sponsoring Renell's Real Talk Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast. This is episode number 316. This is April the 3rd, 2024. Brothers and sisters, fleecing the people is sad. Fleecing, for those of you who don't know, is someone who is actually overcharging you or taking your money for reasons for their own benefit and not yours, but basically overcharging you. See, what Pastor Gino Jennings was saying, that these pastors that preach the word and what they're doing is just basically taking advantage of the people. Because see, that's taking advantage of the people when you go and you start to fleece the people. Like, we won't give his name. One well-known pastor, when he once said, you know, the Lord told me that I'm to have a plane for $65 million. $65 million. See, when you hear those type of things, they're not doing nothing but taking your money and using it for their own benefit. The Lord said 65. The Lord put a price on it. $65 million. Now the Lord, Almighty God, put a price tag for this pastor to have this particular $65 million airplane. The Lord says $65 million. See, when you don't know the scriptures and you're not being properly taught the scriptures, you will go and believe whatever someone tells you, because anytime people talk about church, black folks lose their mind over, oh my God, oh my God, oh yeah, it must be true. Because see, when you have so many denominations of different type of churches, oh, you got what? African Methodists, you have the Episcopalians, you have Baptists, you have Apostolic. Apostolic is close to anything because it comes with a lot of discipline. But see, discipline has changed over the years with the Apostolic Church. See, you have a lot of churches now that are preaching too much prosperity messages. See, prosperity, it boiled down to one thing, fleecing. When you have churches, conventions, and they, well, you know, sow a seed for X amount of dollars. That's not Jesus, or better yet, that's not God saying that. That is man saying that. Fleecing the people. Sow a seed. There's a one famous minister that's in Florida, and she's good for that. Sow a seed. Actually, there's a couple of them. One's black and one's white. And they're females, which the Bible never said a female should be pastoring anyway. But that's another story at another time. Sow a seed. It's always sow a seed. And they try to make people feel bad when they don't have, if you don't have money, you can't sow nothing. God will still bless you because he knows your heart. But when these people, oh, you know, God said sow a seed. God said, this is what they always say. God said, see, when you, like I say, when you don't know the scriptures, you will fall for anything, especially when it comes to money. Fleecing the people. And I can go for anything. People in stores. They overcharge for a lot of these goods that you purchase, thinking that these goods are they're fabulous. They're luxury. They're fleecing you because you're gullible and you'll buy them. Instead of holding your ground. Because let me tell you something. You could put together a nice outfit at a store that's not very expensive and look just as good as, say, you spend thousands of dollars on an outfit and its material's pretty much the same. But it has a name tag that you love so much, you paying for a name tag because you ain't paying for the outfit ain't no better than an outfit you can get the same type of quality material. But see, when you don't know no better, that comes from Bible or non-Bible, you will always be gullible and be fleeced. That's why fleecing the people is so easy. And that's why people target black folks. Black folks are easy to be fleeced. These people can sell you diamonds and you don't know because you don't know quality of diamonds. You just know, oh man, this is what it's going to cost because you don't know. When you don't know, you're easy to be fleeced. You see a lot of these entertainers, rappers, whatnot, athletes, they walk around with these big old gold chains and whatnot. They don't know the quality of the diamonds that they have. They just know what a man tell them because they don't have that, you know, that education. I won't say all, but a lot of them, they don't know. It's like, man, this is what it's going to cost. And you'll go and you'll pay it. It's like, man, he ain't even putting real diamonds in your shit, but you don't know no better because you just don't know because you don't take the time to find out. Become a jeweler and find out what you're actually paying for before you go and spend your money on stuff thinking you got something that somebody else don't have that's making you something special. Because it's not. Only thing it's making you, yeah, you are becoming something special. You're becoming a fool and not really understanding why you are a fool. Because you are easy to be fleeced. People like to be fleeced because it makes them feel good. But to give to a worthy cause is another story. Nobody wants to give to a worthy cause, but being fleeced is more easier. That's why you have to be careful. When you hear those terms, the Lord said. Now, he didn't say that. When Geno Jennings says that's a lie, it is a lie. Because see, the scriptures, that's not even in the Bible. Not like that. Or when you hear, I remember... when I got saved back in the early 90s, and a girl was telling me about her pastor said, oh, there's double tithing. I'm like, double tithing? What the hell is double tithing? That was a fleece. You're paying double tithing, which is bullshit, but that's what it was. But I never paid a double tithing. But when she told me that the church that she was attending, they had once a month that they would do double tithing. You whatever say you make $1,000, your 10% is 100. Instead of paying that 100, you're paying 200. Double tithing. See, when you hear this type of stuff, because one thing I learned from Geno Jennings, and it makes a lot of sense, you should be working. You know, all these luxury things that you want, you get a job and you go get them. But for the fleece the people, you got a small congregation, but you got people trying to come up with money so the pastor can have a nice car. If you got somebody in a church who has a lot of money and wants to buy the pastor a nice car, that's fine. But to come out and try to put that on the congregation is fleecing the people, draining the people's pockets because you don't care. See, one thing that you have to always be aware of. When people, a lot of times when pastors are going and they're going on these speaking engagements, a lot of all over the country. You know, every time you hear, you turn around, your pastor's on some kind of trip, you're going on some speaking engagement. He's going, usually, or in most cases, they're going just for the check. They're not really going for the people, they're going for the check. Because you can say anything at these speaking engagements just to get a check. But see, brothers and sisters, oh, wow. What happened to my phone? Oh, my God. Don't tell me I gave that speech for nothing. Oh, man, what happened to my fucking phone? Damn, I got to do that again? What happened there? But I believe my phone just got fleeced. I was not about to go and do it again because when we go live, we go live. We don't go back and edit. No need to edit it. I thought my phone went out. But apparently the message still goes on. So, you know, hey, I wasn't going to go back and redo it. I do it one time. And fleecing the people is the message. Be careful. Because fleecing the people is happening each and every day. And my brothers and sisters are not really catching it. So those of you who happen to get this message and check it out, be careful of fleecing the people. Don't be overcharged. Because, no, I'm not going to edit it. Renell's real talk is what it is. It's real talk. So, whatever I said when I was trying to figure out why my phone went out, it's going to stay there. It's Renell's real talk. And no, I wasn't going to go back and do it over. When I say real, it's real. We're not going to edit it. But just be careful when it comes to being fleeced. Because many are always being fleeced each and every day. Especially my brothers and sisters. You're fleeced every day. In your shopping, you're fleeced every day. When you go to your churches and they're asking for way too much money. Everything's got a price tag on it. Be careful. But this is your brother saying, peace out and don't be fleeced.